This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The virtual convention for the Democratic Party will continue this evening. Again, a nationwide congregation of party faithful without noise, live speeches, or hardly enough fanfare to create a virtual breeze. But Democrats are hopeful that pleading their case to the American people will propel former Vice President Joe Biden into the presidency. One naysayer, however, remains steadfast.
Wouldn't even be here if it weren't for Barack Obama. See, we're standing in the White House. I wouldn't be in the White House except for Barack Obama, because they did a bad job, Biden and Obama. And if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. I'd be building buildings someplace and having a good time.
That is, of course, President Donald Trump, who's on a campaign swing of his own through critical battleground states. Tonight, Democrats will feature Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, former President Bill Clinton, and Jill Biden, the wife of the presumptive nominee. The Democratic Party's proposed platform criticizes China's trade practices, proposes less spending on national defense, and opposes forever wars as it seeks to lay out the party's foreign policy goals and highlight differences with President Trump. The 80-page platform, which is to be adopted at the Democratic convention this week, is largely symbolic because the presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden does not have to endorse its positions. President Trump will be formally nominated for his second term at next week's Republican National Convention, which also has been scaled back due to coronavirus concerns. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said today that Israel would oppose any U.S. F-35 warplane sales to the United Arab Emirates, despite forging relations with the Gulf power, citing a need to maintain Israeli military superiority in the region. This is VOA News.